All right, wrestling fans, we're here. St. Valentine's Day Massacre from the State Farm Center in Champaign. We are looking at a great card tonight. I am Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We're going to get right into it because there's a lot going on this week. First off is the gauntlet match. Curtis Thompson going up against the entire roster. And eventually, hopefully, he'll get through it all. But he had his time with Farouk. I'm sure there's probably many others that will send him to the limits and at least a few times. But the next person in Curtis Thompson's gauntlet is the booker who has been in charge of the Interstate 74 division since I took back over the PWA in September, Nightmare Danny Davis. Thompson and Davis have a good match. Davis has the advantage and goes for a frog splash, but Thompson gets his knees up. Thompson quickly rolls him up for the pin in a time of 12 minutes, 23 seconds. Yes, another one bites the dust, starts to play again as Nightmare Danny Davis has bitten the dust in this gauntlet. So Curtis Thompson is very happy with that. Next is the first title match of the evening. Interstate 74 title on the line. Farouk defending against one half of the State Patrol, Lieutenant James Earl Wright. Many of the guys in the Interstate 74 title division are not happy with this booking, but the State Patrol made themselves thorns in the sides of the American Tag Team Champions last week, and by virtue of that, making them thorns in my side. Both members of the State Patrol come down to the ring. However, they don't make it past the entrance ramp. The Acolytes attack them from behind. Farouk sends Wright down the ramp with a vicious clothesline to the back of the head. Bradshaw knocks Parker off the entrance ramp with a big boot to the face. Sunshine tells Bradshaw to head back to the dressing room. Farouk agrees that he has things under control. Farouk takes his time escorting Wright to the ring with a series of kicks and clotheslines. When they finally make it to the edge of the ringside area, Parker nails Farouk from behind. Farouk no-sells and turns around to deliver a stiff, short clothesline to Parker. Wright gets back to his feet. He grabs Farouk to whip him into the ring steps, but Farouk reverses it. Wright crashes hard. Parker nails Farouk with a forearm smash, but Farouk whips him into the ring steps right on top of Wright. Farouk picks Wright up and rolls him into the ring. Randy Anderson calls for the bell to finally start the match. Farouk takes his time dismantling Wright, making sure he understands that he wants nothing to do with the Acolytes. Parker climbs onto the ring apron, but Lawler's music starts to play. Parker turns around to look at the entrance ramp. Farouk kicks him, knocks him off the ring apron. Lawler never appears, but Parker spends the rest of the match looking over his shoulder. Parker's preoccupation with his match later tonight doesn't help his partner. Farouk ends the match by picking Wright up in a military press. He drops Wright face first on the mat. He waits for Wright to get back to his feet, then takes him for a loop with a clothesline from hell for the pin in a time of 7 minutes, 21 seconds. Farouk is still your Interstate 74 champion. After the match, he motions Sunshine to grab the microphone. She takes it from the ring announcer and hands it to Farouk in the ring. Farouk challenges the winner of tonight's Illinois heavyweight title match. He calls Danny Davis to come down to the ring. Warily, both members of the Nightmares come down to the ring. Farouk tells him not to worry about anything. This is strictly business. Farouk hands Danny Davis the Interstate 74 title belt and says that he is relinquishing the 74 title to focus on the American Tag Team Championship and his run for the Illinois heavyweight title. Davis is confused, but he accepts Farouk's decision. Davis says that he will speak with myself and Eddie about what to do to crown a new champion next week. Farouk leaves the ring. He and Sunshine head back to the dressing room. Farouk looks into the camera as he walks up the aisle and tells Buck, Iceman, and Razor to be ready for what's about to come their way. So now we have no Interstate 74 champion as Farouk has relinquished the title and all the rights there too. I don't blame him since he got it because of the gauntlet, but you know, Farouk wants to focus in on the next title in the line. Good for him on that. The annual Heartbreakers Rumble at St. Valentine's Day Massacre is upon us. 27 wrestlers involved in the match. The first 8 wrestlers are there in the ring for the first 5 minutes. After that, a new wrestler enters the match every 60 seconds until there is only one wrestler left. that wrestler gets the opportunity to challenge for any title at Remember Their Legacy in May. So what does this match look like? All right, the match starts with Brooklyn Brawler, Chad Fortune, John Tatum, Special Delivery Jones, Moondog Spike, Brian Christopher, Devin Storm, and Moondog Spot all getting into the ring. Brian Christopher is almost immediately eliminated by Special Delivery Jones in 39 seconds. John Tatum is eliminated by Chad Fortune in 2:52. Doug Gilbert enters the ring at 5 minutes. Brooklyn Brawler is eliminated by Doug at 5:40. Iron Mike Sharp enters at 6 minutes. Trevor Murdoch at 7 minutes. Then Devin Storm is eliminated by Special Delivery Jones at 7:32. Sigmund enters the match at 8 minutes. Chad Fortune is eliminated by Trevor Murdoch at 8:24. 5 seconds later, Iron Mike Sharp is eliminated by Moondog Spot. Eddie Gilbert enters the ring at 9 minutes. Al Perez at 10. Special Delivery Jones is eliminated by Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert at 10:04. Sigmund is eliminated by Trevor Murdoch at 10:35. Johnny B. Badd enters the match at 11 minutes. Doug Gilbert is eliminated by Moondog Spot at 11:42. Larry Zbysko enters the ring at 12 minutes. Italian Stallion at 13 minutes. But Stallion is eliminated by Johnny B. Badd at 13:59. Rick Steiner enters at 14 minutes. Austin Idol enters at 15 minutes. Trevor Murdoch is eliminated by Austin Idol at 15:42. Stevie Ray enters at 16 minutes. Too Cold Scorpio at 17. Beef Stew Lou Marconi at 18. Eddie Gilbert is eliminated by Stevie Ray at 18:12. Mike Jones enters the ring at 19 minutes. Big Boss Man enters the ring at 20. Eric Watts at 21 minutes. Moondog Spike is eliminated by Austin Idol at 21:05. Booker T enters the match at 22 minutes, and the final wrestler in the match is Southern Psycho Elliott Russell, entering the match at 23 minutes. Eric Watts is eliminated by Larry Zbysko at 23:22. Mike Jones is eliminated by Johnny B. Badd at 26:07. Beef Stew Lou Marconi is eliminated by Johnny B. Badd at 26:43. Big Boss Man is eliminated by Larry Zbysko at 29:18. Elliott Russell is eliminated by Austin Idol at 30:19. Even though Idol is the newest member of Hot Stuff and Hyatt International, it's still every man for themselves. Johnny B. Badd is eliminated by Booker T at 31:37. Stevie Ray is eliminated by Rick Steiner at 32:09. 4 seconds later, Larry Zbysko is eliminated by Al Perez. Al Perez is then eliminated by Rick Steiner at 32:33. Rick Steiner is then eliminated by Too Cold Scorpio at 35:16. We haven't heard much of Scorpio since he entered the match, but here he is. Moondog Spot is eliminated by Booker T at 36 minutes. Booker T is then eliminated by Too Cold Scorpio at 37:16, leaving the last two men in the ring, Too Cold Scorpio and Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. They battle for a couple of minutes before Austin Idol eliminates Too Cold Scorpio to become the winner of the Heartbreakers Rumble and getting any title match he wants at Remember Their Legacy in 3 months. So that should be, that opens up a whole wide possibility of things with all the titles that are available, especially since Hot Stuff and Hyatt International have none. Speaking of titles, that's what we have for the rest of the card. Next up is the Illinois Heavyweight No Disqualification Triple Threat Match. Bunkhouse Buck defending the title against Iceman King Parsons and Razor Ramon. The long-awaited Triple Threat Match gives the fans exactly what they want. All three men leave everything in the ring as they take advantage of the no disqualification stipulation. Like 2000 in the WWE, tables, ladders, and chairs are scattered around the ringside area. In answer to his challenge earlier tonight, Farouk makes himself known during the match. Buck and Razor double suplex Iceman off a set of ladders. Farouk climbs into the ring as all three men lie motionless on the mat. Each man struggles to his feet. Nick Patrick looks at Farouk and shrugs. Nothing he's going to do about it. The match is too important to have it end with a countout. Buck gets to his feet first, but Farouk takes him down with a clothesline from hell. Razor gets to his feet next, and he meets the same fate. Iceman ducks the clothesline destined for him and nails Farouk with a butt thump. Farouk falls out of the ring. Iceman covers Buck for the pin. Iceman King Parsons is your new Illinois heavyweight champion in a time of 34 minutes, 36 seconds. This is Iceman's third time as the Illinois heavyweight champion, joining Chris Candido and Honky Tonk Man as the only three-time Illinois champions. Farouk and Iceman lock eyes as Farouk motions that he is going to take the belt away from him soon. Farouk versus Iceman. That sounds like it could be a great match and storyline. So now Hot Stuff and Hyatt International have one title in the Illinois heavyweight title. We'll see how it goes from here. Next match is the Illinois Tag Team Titles Four Corners Elimination Match. Southern Rockers defending the title against the Rock and Roll RPMs, the Stud Stable, and the Nightmares. Most everyone on the roster has been waiting for this match. The biggest twist in the match is that the first team to be eliminated will be immediately fired from the PWA. None of the teams want to be that team. They pull out all the stops in the first several minutes to keep themselves from being eliminated. Ultimately, Danny Davis has Stephen Dunn pinned. Rex King tries to make the save once again, but he's cut off by the RPMs. The champions are eliminated at 15:38. They have failed to defend their titles, and they are also no longer under contract with the PWA. After the ceiling has been removed from the match, the RPMs and the Stud Stable brawl with each other for several minutes. The Nightmares take advantage of the action between the two teams as Ken Wayne tags himself in on Golden. Golden and Lane nail each other with a double clothesline. Wayne leaps onto the turnbuckle and lands on Lane with a frog splash. Lane gets his shoulder up, but it's just a fraction of a second too late. Referee Tommy Young tells him the pinfall stands. The Rock and Roll RPMs have been eliminated at 24:03. It's now just the Nightmares and the Stud Stable left in the match. Fuller nails Wayne from behind with a clothesline. Fuller knocks Davis off the ring apron with an elbow smash. Golden gets to his feet just before Wayne. Golden tosses Wayne shoulder first into the ring post. Davis slides into the ring, but Fuller takes him back out of the ring with a clothesline over the top rope. Golden sets Wayne up for a pile driver. Fuller spikes him into the mat to get the pin and the title in a time of 29 minutes, 11 seconds. Your winners and new Illinois Tag Team Champions are the Stud Stable. They have reclaimed the Illinois Tag Team titles now. But what will happen now with these three teams? Will they continue to struggle together until there's only one team remaining? Will another team come into the mix to replace the Southern Rockers and completely dominate these teams? We will have to see, but we won't have to wait long. After the tag teams have cleared out, I come out to the ring. The Remember Their Legacy logo is up on the Jumbotron. I thank everyone for their continued support of the PWA and hope that they have enjoyed tonight's card so far. The crowd reacts positively. I announce that it is time to reveal who will be involved in this year's Round Robin Tournament. As I have been full of surprises and plot twists during this season, those will continue into the next season. Instead of a singles tournament, the booking committee has agreed that this year's Round Robin Tournament will be a tag team tournament. 12 tag teams will compete, including the current champions. As in previous years, the titles will be defended each week. This may prove to be an interesting turn of events, much like 2023's tournament. The tag teams involved in the tournament this year are the Acolytes, the American Tag Team Champions, the Stud Stable, the newly crowned Illinois Tag Team Champions, the Gorgeous Gentlemen, the Moondogs, the Gilbert Brothers, the Rock and Roll RPMs, the Heat Seekers, the Nightmares, the State Patrol, and Larry Zbysko and Beef Stew Lou Marconi. The fans look at each other. That's only 10 tag teams. Harlem Heat will not be able to participate because of their IAW commitments. The PWA is in negotiation with two tag teams to join the roster next week and take the last two places. That's a surprise for those guys. I hope that everyone will enjoy what is on tap for the tournament that starts next week. But now we have our two final matches on the card. Both of them the American titles on the line. Having just heard the announcement of the Round Robin Tournament for next season, the American Tag Team title match has just become a little bit more important. Who will be the champions going into the massive Round Robin Tournament? The Acolytes are determined to keep the belts around their waist for as long as they can. Chris Adams wants to add another American Tag Team titles reign to his already impressive resume. The two tag teams have a great battle with each other. The clash of styles is one for the ages. This match might just be the match of the night. Most everyone else thinks so, so the rest of the tag teams in the PWA come out to the ringside area to watch the match after the 25-minute mark. While unnerving at first to the teams in the ring, they soon get over their new audience to focus on each other in the ring. None of the other teams even attempt to interfere in the match. They want to see who's going to come out on top of this match and who will be the ones they get the chance to defeat for the American Tag Team titles in the tournament. The Acolytes try to keep the match slow and play to their power, but the Gorgeous Gentlemen keep finding a way to use their quickness to frustrate the champions. After 55 minutes of an epic battle, Adams nails Bradshaw with the super kick to secure the pin. Farouk tries to make the save, but Garvin cuts him off. Your winners and new American Tag Team champions in a time of 55 minutes, 59 seconds, are the Gorgeous Gentlemen. Gentleman Chris Adams has finally captured his fourth tag team title in the PWA, albeit with four different tag team partners. The Acolytes grab the belts from referee Randy Anderson. They extend their hands to the new champions before handing them the belts. Both teams are exhausted, but both teams have a great respect for each other after this match. How is this going to shape the Round Robin Tournament? Who will the Gorgeous Gentlemen's first title defense be against? How long until a rematch between these two teams? You're going to have to come back next week to find out. Because I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to move on to the main event. American Heavyweight title on the line. The match that no one except the State Patrol has been looking forward to since Christmas Chaos. Jerry Lawler defending the American Heavyweight title against Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker. The State Patrol comes down to the ring. Lieutenant James Earl Wright is in a neck brace thanks to his Interstate 74 title match against Farouk earlier tonight. Sergeant Buddy Lee Parker is ready to take his shot at becoming the American Heavyweight Champion. Jerry Lawler comes down to the ring with all the pomp and ceremony that a king deserves. He has been eagerly watching the goings-on that have happened already tonight. He knows that Austin Idol is coming after him as the winner of the Heartbreakers Rumble. But is he overlooking Buddy Lee Parker? Could the king's overconfidence be his downfall? We don't get to find out, because Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol and Missy Hyatt come down to the ring almost immediately. As Parker and Lawler are feeling each other out, seeing where they can make the most of the match, Missy climbs onto the ring apron. Jerry Calhoun tries to get her off the ring apron. Parker backs Lawler against the ropes. Idol grabs Lawler's legs and drags him outside the ring. Lawler and Idol brawl outside the ring as the State Patrol tries to get Calhoun's attention away from Missy. Missy finally walks down the steps and onto the floor. Idol sends Lawler into the ring apron with a dragon screw leg whip. Lawler's head hits the edge of the ring. Idol lays on the floor, holding on to Lawler's ankle as Lawler tries to climb back into the ring. Calhoun counts Lawler out, awarding the match to Parker. Parker isn't sure he likes winning the match this way because he was so looking forward to having the title. But Jerry the King Lawler is still your American Heavyweight Champion, even though Parker gets the win in a time of 4 minutes, 31 seconds. Idol releases his ankle, and the two stand toe-to-toe outside of the ring. These two are going to be great against each other, just as they have always been. Because that is a classic Memphis wrestling feud right there, is Jerry Lawler versus Austin Idol. It doesn't matter if it's 1977, 1987, or even 1991. These two always had a great time in the ring together, and I'm sure this season, with Jerry Lawler still being the American Heavyweight Champion, Austin Idol being the winner of the Heartbreakers Rumble, this is going to be a great spring for you to keep up with the PWA. And I encourage you to do that. As we sign off this week, reminding you that you are listening to your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite, and I will see you next week to begin the season 4, Remember Their Legacy.